You've got to be kidding me. Jesus Christ. You look like hell. No, I'm not insulting you. I'm saying you're soaked, and you're shaking. And you're standing on my doorstep in the middle of a storm like some tragic little omen. What happened to you? Your car broke down. Where? That's almost a mile from here. You walked here? And this? Are you out of your damn mind? Oh, your phone died. Of course it did. You never... Of course your phone dies, and your car breaks down right by my apartment, because apparently the universe fucking hates me. Do I have your old charger? What do you mean, give it to you? Out there? You're not gonna come inside? What do you mean, it's okay? You're dripping water. Look at you. You're making a fucking puddle on the ground. And you're shaking. You're like hypothermic. Get inside. Get inside. No, I don't care if it's awkward. I don't care if the last thing we said to each other was ugly. You're not gonna, like, stand out here in the rain because you're too proud to step into my apartment? Like, is that what it is? Move. There. Was that so hard? Don't answer that. You're always so stubborn. Here. Take off your jacket. Put it in my hand. Don't argue with me. It's completely soaked through. You're gonna make yourself sick. Fine. Keep it on. Stand there freezing like a noble little martyr. That's very on brand for you. I have towels somewhere. Unless I threw them all at the wall during one of my typical, totally normal post-breakup spirals. That was supposed to be a joke. Mostly. Here's one. Dry your hair off. Yeah, I still have the gray towel. Don't make that face. It's a towel, not a love confession. And take the jacket off. I'm sick of you. Your charger, right. What kind do you need? Wait, I know what kind you need. I don't know why I asked that. One sec. Got it. Still in the junk drawer. Same place. Yeah, I kept it. Before you get smug about it, I kept a lot of things I probably shouldn't have. Chargers, a sweatshirt, that ugly-ass little keychain thing you won at the fair. No, I did not keep it because I liked it. I kept it because every time I tried to throw it away, I felt like I was carving out a piece of my own rib cage. So, there's your charger. Here, set it on the counter. I mean, it'll take a few minutes before it turns back on. You're still shaking. Don't say you're fine. I know what you look like when you're fine. Yeah? You're totally fine right now?
Ridiculous.
I'll be right back. I'm gonna get you some clothes. It doesn't matter. You don't have to come back and give them back to me. Just put them on now. Well, we can put the wet clothes in like a grocery bag or something and you can take that home. Please, you're killing me. You're like shaking. Thank you. I'll be right back. There. Go change. I'm not gonna follow. I'm not looking at you. When have I ever done that to you? Please stop. Just go. Just change. That was fast. Do you want tea or something? Don't look so surprised. I'm not a monster. Okay, I'm a little bit of a monster. But I can boil water. You still like it with too much honey? Right, sorry. Force of habit. What? Nothing. It's just... This is weird. You know that, right? You standing in my kitchen again? No, I'm not trying to make you uncomfortable. I'm just... I don't know how to do this. I rehearsed so many versions of seeing you again. You know that? In my head, I was always, like, colder. More, like, collected. Better dressed. Less pathetic. In my head, I always looked good. You know? Like something nice on. Nice enough to make you regret ever leaving me. And now here you are, soaked and miserable. And I'm like wearing sweatpants, and my heart is acting like it's trying to break out of my chest. So that's humiliating. How have you been? Okay. That's it? That's all I get? No. No, it's not like that. I don't think you owe me more. I know. I just... I hate that I don't know anymore. I used to know everything about you. I knew when you needed space and when you needed me to ignore you asking for space and sit beside you anyway. Like, that type of shit. And now I get... Okay. That's all I'm allowed to have. Yeah, I know. I know, okay? I know whose fault that is. Do you know how many times I almost called you? No, don't fucking answer. You don't want the real number. It's embarrassing. There were nights I'd sit right there on the couch with your contact open and just, like, stare at it. Like, if I looked long enough, you'd feel it somehow and you would just call me first. Insane behavior. Textbook insane. But I didn't call, obviously. I wanted to. Oh my god. wanted to hear your voice so badly. Sometimes I thought I was gonna crawl out of my fucking skin. But I didn't call. Because I told myself I had done enough damage. I told myself if I loved you at all, I would stay gone. And then you show up here, at my door, in the rain, asking for a charger like it's a normal fucking day. Like I haven't spent months trying to survive the absence of you. Sorry. I was like, so much sorry. You came here because your phone died, not because you wanted whatever I'm doing right now. No? It doesn't know me. No, you didn't only come for the charger? Then why did you come? No. Don't give me a half answer. Not tonight. Not after knocking on my door looking like every stupid, desperate, psycho, idiot fantasy I was trying to outgrow. Why did you come here? You thought of me. You thought of me. That's all. Your car breaks down, your phone dies, rain's coming down like the end of the world, and the person you think of is me. Do you have any idea what that does to me? No, you don't. You have no idea. Because if you did, you wouldn't be standing there so calm. You'd understand that that one sentence just put a knife straight through every wall I built after you left. I tried so hard to hate you. I need you to know that. I tried. I gave it like a real effort. I told myself you were cruel for leaving. I told myself you gave up. I told myself you never understood me. Never actually loved me. Never saw me. I made you the villain because I couldn't survive being the villain. But it never stuck, obviously. Because then I'd remember your face. Your stupid, soft, perfect face. That, like, look you'd give me when I was being impossible. Like, you could see the hurt under all the teeth and the rage. Like I wasn't some wild thing that needed to be handled. Like it was just someone you loved. Do you know what that does to a person like me? To be looked at like that? It ruined me. You ruined me. Yeah, I said it. You ruined me. Before you, I was fine being hard. I was fine being mean. I was fine with never needing anybody too much. And then you came along with your gentle little hands and your patient voice and your big, stupid heart. And suddenly I wanted to be good, like really badly. Do you understand how terrifying that was?
I wanted to be good. For you. Me. I wanted to be someone you would, like, bring home. And trust. Someone who didn't flinch every time things got real and turn it into, like, a big fight. But I didn't know how, obviously, so I did what I always do. I got sharp with you. I pushed. I dared you to leave and then acted shocked when you finally fucking left. And I deserved it. I know I did. No, don't comfort me. Stop. If you touch me right now, I'm going to lose my mind. I missed you so badly, it made me stupid. There, is that enough honesty? I missed you in ways that felt physical. I could physically feel it, like a hunger, like withdrawal. Like my body kept forgetting we were over. I would wake up and turn over to your side of the bed. I'd buy the cereal you'd like and realize, like, halfway home that you weren't coming over. One time, I heard this girl laugh like you, and I could physically feel this feeling like my whole chest was going hollow. And every single time my phone buzzed, some pathetic part of me hoped it was you for a second, even when I knew it wasn't going to be you. I mean, I knew you were probably better off. Were you? Better off? Don't look away. Were you better off without me? You don't know. God. That's worse. If you said, yeah, maybe I could hate it and, like, survive it, but I don't know. Come on. You're giving me hope. And hope is dangerous for me, obviously. It makes me stupid. Hope makes me want to get on my knees in my own kitchen and beg you to look at me like that again. Yeah, on my knees. You think I have too much pride? I lost my pride somewhere between the third night I cried in the shower and the sixth time I drove past your street like a complete psycho and didn't stop because I was trying, for once, to do the right thing. I am not proud anymore. Not about you. I would embarrass myself for you. I would burn every bridge I have if you were standing on the other side. I would walk into traffic if you asked me sweetly enough. No, don't smile. I'm not trying to be cute. I'm being straight up with you. You freak me out because there's no version of me that knows how to love you a normal amount. With you, I can't be chill. I'm not calm. I'm not safe from myself. You say my name, and I remember every bad decision I was ever willing to make just to keep you close. And that's why I tried to stay anyway. Not because I stopped loving you, because I didn't. I don't think I ever did. I knew if I came near you, I would do literally exactly what I'm doing right now. I'd start talking, and then I'd start confessing. And then I'd look at your mouth too long. And forget every reason this is a bad idea. Don't. Don't look at me like that. You know what look. I hate that look. I need that look. I have thought about that look so many times. I should be medicated. I'm not a total fucking loser, you know. I did try to move on. I did. I went on dates. I smiled at the right times. I let people flirt with me. I let someone grab my hand once, and I almost laughed because it felt so wrong and weird. They were normal. They wanted, like, dinner dates and movie dates and chill, easy conversation stuff. And all I could think was, you would have made some dry little comment under your breath and I would have pretended not to laugh. And then you would have, like, been eating the food off my plate. Nobody else knew how to get past all this, like, ugly armor without getting hurt. You did. You always did. Even when you shouldn't have had to. And I'm sorry. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry I made loving me feel like work. And punished you for getting close. I'm sorry I made you feel like you had to earn softness for me. You didn't. You never did. I was just scared. Not that that's an excuse. I know, it's not. But, it's the truth. I was scared because you mattered. You mattered more than anyone had ever mattered. And I didn't know what to do with that except grip too hard or shove you away. You were everything. Do you get that? No, not important or special. That's not like everything. You were the first person ever that I wanted to become better for. The first person who made me think maybe I wasn't doomed to be this angry, selfish, half-feral thing forever, for the rest of my life. You made me want a future. You made me want a rest of my life. A real one. With boring mornings and, you know, grocery lists and keys in the same bowl by the door. You made me want to come home. And then, when you were gone, this place, you know, stopped feeling like one. I keep saying so much. Oh my god. I can hear myself talking way too much. But you're still standing here, so I'm gonna keep ruining my life. Do you, do you still love me? No, wait. Wait. Don't answer. If the answer is no, give me a second. Okay, say it. You don't know. You and that answer. You have no idea how cruel "I don't know" sounds. when I'd hand you my whole heart right now if you reached for it, but it's... Well, it's not now. God, it's not now. Come here. No, not like that. Just closer, please. I'm not going to touch you unless you want me to. I learned something, at least. There. That's better. Worse. I don't know. You being close is worse. You smell like rain and outside. And you... I hate this. I hate that I can still feel you before you touch me. I hate that my body, like, knows when you're in the room. When you left, I was, like, telling myself I'm gonna become someone new, cleaner, someone who didn't need anybody. But God, what? You think I'm dramatic? Good. I am dramatic about you. I'm embarrassing about you. I'm ruined, pathetic, open wound, dramatic about you. I loved you so silently and quietly for way too long after you left, and it made me sick. So now you're here, and I'm gonna say it out loud. I love you. I love you. I love you in the ugliest, stupidest, most annoyingly inconvenient ass way. I love you when I'm pissed. I love you when I'm trying not to. I love you when I hear your name and pretend my stomach doesn't drop. I love you when I'm brushing my teeth and I remember you standing beside me. I love you when I'm half asleep and reach for someone who isn't there. I love you so much, I don't know what to do with all of it. And I know love isn't enough, okay? I know. I know I can't just stand here in my kitchen and give you like a big speech and expect you to forget everything. I know I'm not in a movie, okay? I know I hurt you. And I don't get to just want you and then automatically have you, but I'm asking. I'm not demanding something from you. I'm not, like, taking something from you. I'm just asking. Please. Give me one chance to do it differently. I'll go to therapy. I'll stop acting like every disagreement has to be an argument. I'll tell you when I'm scared instead of making you... I'll do all the work. All of the work. Seriously, whatever it takes. Tell me the rules and I'll follow them. Tell me what hurt. And I'm gonna listen to you. Tell me where I failed you. And I'll stand there and take it. I'm not gonna run away. I'm not gonna make it your fault. I'm not going to turn myself into the victim because I can't handle being the villain in your story. Just don't look at me like I'm already dead to you, please. No, I can handle it. I can handle you being angry or needing time or saying you don't trust me yet. But I cannot handle being nothing to you. Am I nothing No? Okay, then. That's something. It's something. I mean, that's, you know, I can take, that's enough for tonight, right? No, it isn't. I'm lying. It's not enough. I want everything. I want you back in my bed and in my kitchen and stealing my clothes and leaving your cups everywhere. I want your bad moods and I want that soft little sigh. God, that shit is so cute. I want the whole life with you that I was too stupid to protect. But I can take not nothing. For tonight, I can take that. Sorry, your phone should be on by now. Yeah. You can call roadside assistance or whoever. You don't have to rush. Storm's still bad, so, I mean, you can stay here, obviously, till it passes. No, that's me. I'm not trying to trap you here. It's me trying very hard not to beg you to stay forever, actually, so appreciate my restraint. If you don't like those clothes I gave you, there's dry ones in the hall closet, and I think some of yours might still be in there. Yeah, I know. I should have gotten rid of them. I didn't. Added to my list of crimes. You can change in the bathroom again if you want. I'll finish this tea. I should probably put it back on. And then we can sit, if you want, and talk or not talk. We don't have to sit together. You can tell me to shut up, which would be totally fair. But don't leave yet. Please. Not yet. Obviously, okay, I understand I don't have the right to ask. I know that. But I'm asking you anyway because seeing you walk out of that door one time almost killed me. And I'm not ready to watch you go again. Just, can you stay till the rain stops? Just that? Let me have that much. Yeah, you'll stay? Okay. Okay. Good. Thank you. And for what it's worth, I'm glad your car broke down. I mean, that's horrible. I know. That's so horrible of me. I'm sorry. But I am because, you know, for one more night, the universe was cruel enough to bring you back to me. And I'm selfish enough to be grateful. Come on, let's get you warm.